This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan on Sunday said the United States has no plan to close the diplomatic mission in Kabul. This comes as Taliban attacks fuel nationwide security concerns while U.S.-led foreign troops continue their withdrawal after a presence of nearly two decades. The U.S. assurance comes in response to reports that suggest Washington is preparing emergency evacuation plans for the diplomatic staff in Kabul. The embassy wrote on Twitter that the diplomatic mission, quote, is open and will remain open. It pledged to maintain a robust diplomatic presence in the country as directed by President Joe Biden. The statement said the embassy is aware of security challenges and constantly planning on how to meet them. U.S. officials announced on Friday that all coalition troops have vacated the main Bagram air base and handed control of the base to local forces. In the past 2 months, as the withdrawal of troops has carried on, the Taliban have gained control of about a quarter of Afghanistan's roughly 419 districts. And in the United States, diplomatic demolition experts, rather, are preparing to demolish the remainder of the partially collapsed apartment building along the ocean in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami. Authorities fear the building is unstable and a tropical storm is in the forecast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the building was tottering or moving in the wind as officials on Saturday suspended operations in the search for anyone still alive in the rubble. The 12-story building suddenly collapsed on June 24th. At least two dozen people died in the collapse and 121 are still missing. Timing for the demolition has not been disclosed but is likely to be soon. Tropical Storm Elsa is forecast to hit Florida by Tuesday morning. This is VOA News.